We haven't seen a lot of you. Just give us an update as to how you're feeling, how close you are.
Yeah, we should be good to go after today. So it's just one of those little nagging things that you might as well, you know, wait and clear it up completely before you keep pushing, because you know, the regular season doesn't start for a while. So might as well take the time and make sure it's right, and we'll do that.
Andrew, is there any fallout from your summer surgery or your previous injury?
No.
No, not related?
No.
Paul talked about treating things a little differently than last year based on how things rolled out. Is it a different philosophy this year, trying to make sure guys are, you know, held together a little bit better than you guys were pretty banged up going into the playoffs last year?
Yeah, I mean, the way we play and how hard we play, it's pretty tough to try to manage, you know, all the injuries. I think you try to take care of it as you go along, but you know, it's a fast-paced game that where lots of things happen, and some things you just can't avoid. So we're not gonna change the way we play. I think, you know, you try to take advantage of the rest when you can, but you know, it's hockey and stuff happens too.
Can't be easy to sit back and watch camp from what you've seen. What are you thinking so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've played hard the first two games, so it's always sloppy hockey in the preseason, and it takes especially the veteran guys a couple games to get back into game shape and get that sharpness back. So I think, you know, the effort's been there, the pace has been there, and that's the main thing the first few days or first week of camp.
As captain, I guess you get to lord over all the young guys and kind of make sure they're responding the way they should be. How are they doing, the guys trying to make this team?
They're good. I mean, they're, like I said, I think we do as veterans do a good job of setting the pace, and you know, they haven't been too far behind. So we got a good group of older guys here, and it's not, you know, upon just me to hold everybody accountable. I think we do it well as a group and together.
You haven't been into it yet this year, but your impressions from the outside watching this 3-on-3?
Yeah, it's definitely entertaining for the fans watching. I think it's something for, you know, us as players to get used to. Just, you know, the impact of a turnover or a missed shot is dramatically changed, you know, with 3-on-3, and, you know, trying to get used to maybe using the goalie a little more, and, you know, trying to figure out the line changes. You know, the first issue we had, even in camp when we tried it, was you had the tendency to go to the wrong bench right off the hop. So you got to get used to that.